Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 116 and verse 15. The death of saints. Now this is a verse I've missed out. It seems to be standing somewhat on its own in this psalm. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. I think there is a connection here, and I hope to show that, but it does seem at first glance to stand on its own. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Yes, saints, true believers, old covenant and new, do die, and death is an enemy. Well, what's the meaning of this text? Now, in the past, I have treated this as a funeral text. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, and I've tried to offer comfort in the preaching and by this thought that precious to the Lord is the death of his saints. But I'm not so sure of that now. In fact, I've moved quite away from that. Maybe still it is true. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. It might be that God wants the saints to pass from this life, and it's precious to him, and so on. But I'm now more of the opinion of Psalm 72, verses 12 to 14. And this is what Psalm 72, verses 12 to 14 says. God will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy, and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Psalm 72, verses 12 to 14. It seems that that's the meaning here too now. That's the position I would take. In other words, the connection in this psalm is this. The psalmist is in trouble and afflicted, but he's known deliverance, and he raises his testimony, and he still worships and praises. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And this fits in with it. God sees his saints. He knows our weakness, brother and sister. He knows our mortality, the danger we're in. He knows when we age, and we do age. And he knows when affliction comes on. And he cares. This is the point. Precious in the sight of the Lord. He has an interest. He values. He loves. He protects. And he delivers his people. This is the context of the psalm. The psalm is saying, I've been afflicted. I've been greatly afflicted. I've known trouble. I've had this. And the psalmist, knowing this trouble, has known the deliverance and the mercy of God. And he says, I know that he will protect me. Of course, the death does come to the saint, but it doesn't come lightly. God looks upon his saints as precious, and he won't let them come into any agony or trouble that will in any way harm them. It might physically hurt them, it might mentally and spiritually test them. But in the end, all things work together for good to them that love God. So what comfort is that to me? As I age, as I meet affliction, as I grow infirm, as I suffer, as I come to the last enemy, I am not alone. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. He watches over us. His providence is with us. Have we not proved it, brother and sister? Let us raise our Ebenezer. And when we face the last enemy, even then, precious in the sight of the Lord, is the death of his saints. Oh, my friend, from beginning to end, from eternity to eternity, God takes care of his own. He takes care of his people. Blessed be his name. If any unbeliever is listening to this, if only I could provoke in you a holy longing, a holy covetousness, a holy jealousy, that I might know this. Well, of course you can. How do you know it? By works? By church attendance? By obedience? Here, there, your own works? No. Call upon the name of the Lord, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. Come unto me, said Christ. Not come unto church, but come unto me and be saved. And I will be giving you. Rest from that moment on. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then you will know, too, being one of the saints of God, that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of all his saints, including you, if you have trusted the Savior and are trusting him.